Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 33 in the Shir for Women. This is taken from Wisdom Each Day by Ravram J. Tversky. And he writes from a pasuk in Mishle that says as follows, B'tachal Hashem b'chol libecha, trust Hashem with your whole heart, v'el b'nascha al tisha'in, and don't rely on your own understanding. Now, developing trust in Hashem is a major, major accomplishment. Many people believe in Hashem, but they lack in that trust in Hashem. In Hebrew, that's having emunah, but not having betachin. The one thing to understand why he says, v'el b'nascha al tisha'in, don't rely on your understanding. Hashem does want you to use your intelligence to come to some truths. In Torah, he wants you to understand the concepts as best as you can, to use your mind. So what does it mean, don't rely on your understanding? The idea behind that is to recognize that human understanding is fallible, meaning it's prone to make mistakes. Human intellect could be very unreliable. We as individuals, as a society, we're motivated by what appears to look good to us, and it takes a lot of effort to see things clearly. We see, for example, things that are terrible things that are legalized. If you rely on that understanding, he gives examples of it. Physician-assisted suicides that were condemned all over the world, and within a few years, it was legalized in several legislatures. Or Sodom and Amira, the Gemara talks about it, that every terrible thing was legalized. It became part of their Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. Even Nazi Germany, it became like a law, the Nuremberg laws and all those laws. So the values that human beings place on what's right and wrong are very fallible, are very prone to error. That is why it's so important to not rely on your own understanding. Or, to put it better, that when Hashem tells you, you listen to the Torah, and the Torah says, use your understanding, then you use it according to those parameters. So that's one point that he brings out. A second point that he brings out is the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He told his Talmidim that he wished that they would be concerned about behaving before Hashem as much as they are concerned about behaving before people. Halavai sheyeh mayrei shamayin kemayrei basav adam. Halavai, that the fear that you have of Hashem should be at least equal to the fear you have of people, where you're very concerned they'll see something inappropriate, so you'll behave better. You should be afraid of Hashem at least that much. He brings a story about Rabbi Saul Salanta. He was in the middle of a conversation, and then he gave a big sigh. And the Talmidim were wondering why he sighed that much. And Rabbi Saul Salanta said as follows. He said, in the midst of the conversation, I happened to notice that the sleeve of my kapota, of what I was wearing, my frock, was frayed. And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that I appeared to be dressed so slovenly, so sloppily, because my sleeves were all worn out. Then it occurred to me that if I was so embarrassed in front of a human being because of some defect in my garment, how am I going to feel when I stand up in front of the Kisei HaKavod on the Yom HaDin, and I'm confronted by all my deficiencies in learning Torah and performing mitzvahs? And that's why he sighed. Now, this concept of being afraid of a person as much as being afraid of Hashem and vice versa, I heard this story very recently that Rav Moshe Feinstein, there was a point, you know, he was in communist Russia before he came to America, and they gave him a lot of agmas nefesh, a lot of tzaras, and he was summoned in front of a KGB officer to answer questions, a KGB officer, a general, I believe it was. And Rav Moshe was so had a certain awe or a fear that he did not move. And it's brought down later that he contemplated that if that pachad, that awe, had me move, stand, so that's the way he did this when he was, in Shemayna Esrei, he did not shuckle, from what I understand. He stood not moving because he compared it to, if I had such awe of a human being or fear that caused me to stand erect and not move, but the idea of worrying about what people think, which is not healthy to over-worry about what people think, but when you are concerned about that and you extrapolate and you take from that, if I'm worried about what a human being is thinking, how much more should I be concerned about what Hashem is thinking? Then you are using this properly. This helps a lot when it comes to ideas of tznius, when it comes to ideas of other things, when you're conducting yourself with other people, or frankly, with all those that are close to you, with your children and with your husband and with everything else, that Hashem is there with you. That's a separate issue of just being aware Hashem is with you all the time. But the idea being that you could use that concern you have of other people's impressions and extrapolate it. If you're worried about that, certainly you need to be concerned about Melech Malchi Amlocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem thinks of you. But as we said before, even if you fall short or you feel you fall short and you feel somewhat embarrassed about how could I face Hashem when he sees what's going on inside of me, one still needs to muster courage to talk to Hashem about everything. That's another important thing. You see, here's the flip side sometimes, because if you really have got to the level where you have a certain degree of emuna, and you're believing Hashem is listening to every thought you have and every emotion you have and every even difficult or wrong things that you have that you need to work on, but that you're very uncomfortable about and embarrassed about, a lot of people, you know, have that shame and say, how can I face Hashem and even ask him things when he sees what's going on inside of me and I'm so flawed? This is the mistake people make. They cannot hold back because of embarrassment. Hashem wants to hear from you and he's compassionate. You approach him anyway. And you tell Hashem, this is what's going on in me and you know this. And don't be embarrassed to talk to Hashem about it. Yes, you need awe and you need this, what we talked about, like Rosh Hashanah Salanta said, or the story with Rav Moshe, where you have a certain awe of Hashem because he sees everything. But that awe should not prevent you from approaching Hashem as an avarachamim. It's two roles. It's a melech and an avarachamon. And in the mode of avarachamon, as long as you're honest and sincere, you go to Hashem and you pour out your heart about things he already knows about you, he's not going to reject you. He's going to accept you. He's going to work with you. He's going to love you. He's going to support you. Even if you're not where you need to be at this given moment, and even if you think he's disappointed in you, he always wants you to turn to him and he accepts you with open arms. All I want, Hashem, is you turn to me. That is such a big yesod. I don't have it in front of me, but Yirmiyah says this, that I'm going to judge you on the fact that you said you didn't sin. Which means that Hashem is saying, if you did something wrong, or you feeling something wrong, or you have unhealthy cravings and things like that, I'll work with you. You come to me. Let's talk about it. Let's work through it. Daven to me. I'll listen to you. Let's have a real relationship. But when you say, because you're so, either because of embarrassment or denial or arrogance, whatever the emotion is, and you say, nah, I didn't do anything wrong, I don't know what you're talking about, and you pull away from Hashem, that's the issue. I'm judging you because you said I didn't sin. If you're sincere and you open up and you say, Chatasi, I'm embarrassed I did something wrong, or I'm thinking something wrong, or I'm having a wrong emotion, I need your help. You ask Hashem for that help and help you sort it out. And not to be embarrassed about it whatsoever. So, betach al Hashem b'chol ibecha. Trust in Hashem with your whole heart. Vel bi nascha al tishoyin. Vel bi nascha al tishoyin, to go back to that again, just carefully, that does not mean you don't use your mind. Hashem says, you know, I gave you capacity to earn a living and to use your mind to do that, or to study Torah and know the proper halachas of it, or as a mother to figure out things with pertain to the kids, or whatever you're doing. Use your mind, use your brain, but al tisha'in, don't rely on it. Recognize it's Hashem's brain. That also removes arrogance when people see and they look down on others that may seem less intelligent than them. First of all, you don't really know how Hashem measures intelligence. There's emotional intelligence. There are people that may not be intellectually intelligent, meaning in concepts, but they have a certain awareness of Hashem that's so deep, even though they're technically of quote-unquote lower intelligence, that they're beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are considered Chachamim. Like those Balabatim of old, where they may have not learned that much. They were not in big Talmidei Chachamim, perhaps, but they took davening seriously. They were always there early. They davened Erlich. They earned a living with an honesty. They gave proper tzedakah. Then they learned Mishnayos or Chaya Adam. But they were there by every tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and they were Shemesh Shabbos, and they were just simply plain good. The word plain is not even right. Erlich Yidin, special Erlich Yidin. In these days, we have this opposite problem where Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of learning, there's a lot of lamdanim, people are learning, but unfortunately, there are many that know a lot in learning, they don't go to Minyan, or come very late to Minyan, or they just don't, they lack the basic, solid aspects of things. That's also al binascha al tishoyin. Don't rely on your knowledge of Torah. B'tach el Hashem b'chol ibecha. Trust in Hashem, and that part, trusting Hashem, is also knowing what his ratzon is, to do his will. So to review what we learned today, is to indeed trust Hashem, not rely on your intelligence. Even when you need to use your intelligence, you recognize it's Hashem and ask him to use it the right way. To also use your fear or your concern of other people watching you on your behavior that makes you be more careful the way you behave, you should extrapolate and think of how you should feel in front of Hashem. And thirdly, is that this awe that if you develop for Hashem, which is a good thing, but not to the point where you hold back opening up to him. And use the mode, not just that Hashem is a melech, but use the mode that Hashem is a Av HaRachamon, a merciful father, and a friend. You could say the word friend too. The Mesillas Yesharim uses the word friend. It's brought down in Chazal. If that's what it takes to open up to Hashem and to pour your heart out to him, to consider him your best friend, you could do that. You just put in with a respect, but not be afraid. This is what Hashem wants. Honesty and openness with him, even with all the flaws and even with all the defects. Hashem forgives it all. He understands them all. But have an open relationship with him. This is why for people who, it's understandable, some people do not find the right person that they could open their heart out and trust, because they have deep things that they're ashamed of that they never told anybody. Ideally, there needs to be a person in their life that they should be able to confide in and pour their heart out to. It's very healthy. But if one did not yet find that person or did not yet muster the courage to confide in that person, then confide in Hashem. Verbalize your alone, the things that are bothering you, your secrets, the things you never mentioned ever to any human being, and you express it to Hashem and you ask Hashem to help you. And not just as a one-time thing, but an ongoing relationship with Him. Bracha v'atzlacha.